Well, good morning, everyone. There's a book that was written by W. Clement Stone, and I recommend it. It's called The Success System That Never Fails, and it's an amazing book. And it talks about that all success swings on three things that he lists below, and he says inspiration to action, and we can call that desire or different things, but something that inspires us to action, and then know-how, what to do, and then taking that know-how and putting it to work, you know, and he calls that activity knowledge. But you know, if you have everything in the right favor, products at work, a market forum, everything in place, it really is a success equation that the only unknown factor is just you individually, because we're going to give you some know-how and activity knowledge because we've got the very best. Pat, Terry, Mac, McDonald, just so excited. These guys are systems people. That's the beautiful thing about NECAN is we have wonderful product that works and changes lives, but we also have a system. And if you can learn the system and teach other people the system, all of a sudden there is no limit to possibilities as far as the influence that you can have on the world, as far as income you can make. And an income with NECAN, it really is a certificate of service rendered. Every buck you make in NECAN represents somewhere somebody that feels better. And what a way to live your life. Why have a job when you can be on a mission? And so this is more than just a career. It really is a mission that matters. And we encourage you to listen to Pat and Mac, get this inspiration to action, and then just go do it with this game plan that we're going to hear. So Pat and Mac, if you could just maybe for new people, tell us just a little bit about how you got in and then why you're so excited about NECAN 2.0 and just some ideas on how to implement it and activity knowledge.
Okay, well, great. Welcome, everyone. Well, first off, let me just say that I'll tell you the real reason we got into the business is because we were actually looking for change. And I think when people hear our story, they think about a product story. But one of the lessons that I have for those people who have been involved in NECAN for a year or older, you need to modernize your story to attract people. And so Mac and I were actually looking for change. We weren't happy where we were. We both had reached the pillar of our careers. Mac was a colonel, trying to decide if he wanted to go on to general, which means we were going to be even more out of balance. And I was the top of my career field in nursing trauma centers and setting up systems around the world. But we were out of balance, and so we were looking. And so, yes, a product was what opened our eyes to the awareness. And we did have a product experience, but that got involved because the company was. And so with that, you know, we launched and we've built a successful business around the world, and we've been able to walk away from two very successful careers and have an even more successful career in NECAN, have better health than we had years ago, and certainly better balance than years ago, and definitely better financial freedom than years ago. And along the way, the products continue to fill out the pieces of keeping my health strong and getting us through accidents, allowing us to be where we need to be with our family when things happen. So that's my modern story of why we're involved in NECAN. It's just an amazing company that has every single piece of the pie that you may want to look at. And so we came in for multiple pieces, but we decided to eat the whole pie. Mac, do you want to say anything on that? Okay.
No, it's, yes, we were looking for something, and that's what the fun part of this is that you always look for opportunities, and certainly when we were approached in January 1997, even though we were looking for opportunities, we were approached with the product line. So, yes, we were able to finally get in and get started and saw what we had, and when we had product experiences, well, you cannot deny the product line that NECAN has is just amazing, and once you learn what that is all about, you certainly want to share it, and that's exactly what we've done, using a proven system, mm-hmm. and that's what we want to talk about
today. We want to talk about the 21 Club, and we really know that if every single one of you embrace the 21 Club philosophy, your businesses over time would just skyrocket. And so what is the 21 Club and why do we utilize it and why does pretty much every top leader use it? And we've been using it, every one of us have been using it since the beginning. Well, the reason is, and I just did a recent talk, and so I had a visual talk that I want you guys to visualize this, but think of the fact of Neekin as being a big company, and once people become aware of it, they're really excited. So no matter how you bring them to the table, your brand new person, whether it's they saw the energy, they like the products, they like the business, or they like the whole thing, they're now saying, I want to do this. And you're coming alongside them to get them going. So what the 21 Club is it's a launch. It's actually a training ground. It's a launch. And it happens in about 30 days, but a good launch happens as quickly as you can do it, is that you get in front of people for them. So what happens is your goal is to be in front of 21 people for that person, for that individual, as a primary A. There's going to be a primary A, that's the change, and that's the change that Mac and I never went away from. We've always done primary A, because the A is responsible for helping that person get in front of 21 people, and the A is showing the Neekin business plan, 500 plan, in a big way. They're showing the big vision of Neekin, and the B, who's bringing their people and their credibility to the A is doing through clear information, presenting the big picture of Neekin and allowing the person that is the C to evaluate what Neekin has and then choose the piece they want. And so I'll tell you why we love the 21 Club. It's because everybody that gets involved are so blown away with the power of this company and the power of the products and the power of the vision that everybody they bring to the table, they think that person is going to jump on and do it all. But a seasoned person knows that that person is going to take the piece that they want. And so the best way to service a new person looking at Neekin is to have a seasoned person teach them how the people that look at it, what they want. So in a 21 Club, you're going to be in front of 21 people, and what tends to happen is you end up coming out the other end with about 3 to 5 to 7 customers that said, great company, loves us, everything, but, you know, I'm not interested in that big piece. I would like to be a customer. And then you've got, it used to be where you'd have between 3 to 7 people would sign up a Neekin. But now the new words we're using and what we're finding in doing lots of 21 Clubs is you're coming out of a 21 Club with 3 quality enrollers. And you're coming out with about 2 to 4 consultants. Now, what is the difference between those words we're using? 3 quality rollers means people that looked at the plan, was shown the progression of how to build this, and said, yes, I'm on board, and I will do the plan. So they come on at $500 with an ownership of $100, so it could be $400, $100, or more, because a lot of people are doing more once they see it, but the piece is the quality rollers, the $400, $100. And they're coming on with the intent to go out and duplicate the plan and show that and find their 3 quality rollers who will find their 3 quality rollers. So what I call focused people that said, I'm on board. What are the other ones that sign up, the 2 to maybe 4? They say, well, I've done network marketing before. I'm going to come aboard, but I'm going to do it my way. Or, I like this. I'm going to integrate it into my practice, and I'm going to do a retail model of this. So in other words, they aren't your people that are going to expand out the network in a duplicatable fashion. And so that's great. We love them all. We love the customers. We love the consultants that want to do it their own way. But what we're empowering is the people to do it the right way. And so we're coming out with 3 quality rollers. So in other words, you go out with you're the A, you go out with your B, and you see 21 to 30 new people. And you're the A that's helping them determine where the people fit in. And then you're helping those people embrace Neekin in the way they wanted. This creates an amazing thing. First of all, you're not chasing away customers that wanted to be customers, and you're trying to turn into quality enrollers that didn't want to be quality enrollers, because the season A is going to say, oh, you just want to consume. Let me put you on a path to be a quality consumer with the company. And so we're actually creating that PV around the new person's business that's expanding, and many people are growing to that 500 very rapidly, which is the second part of the plan. And many people now we're seeing in this first 3 months have already increased that to 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000 because they're finding as they're looking for their launching 21 clubs and finding their business partners, they're also easily attracting and servicing the customers. So what happens to create what creates a successful 21 club? The thing with an A is they know you need to be shooting for a goal. Now the B doesn't. The B, you're not giving all this data to a B. Let me just say right up front. You sign somebody up, and if you sit down and lay out what a 21 club looks like and what it is and how you're going to do it, they're going to run, aren't they, Mac?
Yeah, you could scare them away with too much data.
Yeah, so this isn't a data sharing anything game. This is a duplication game. They come aboard and say, I'm on board. I'd like to do this. I don't know how to do this. We go, great, let's get some people together. We don't even tell them we're in a 21 club. We're like, get some people together. And as we're getting them together, our intent is to go through the 21 to 30 people rapidly. Partway through, we'll show them they're in a 21 club. We'll show them what's forming, and we need more people. One of the things I want to mention, and Mac will probably highlight and stress, is that a lot of people think a 21 club is 21 to 30 people wide. And a 21 club is chaos to create the personal group of the new person to find your people. And so it can be 7 to 10 wide, but from those 7 to 10, they're actually bringing friends to the table as well. So people that say, well, I don't have a lot of market, I only have 7 people I can bring over, great, bring us the 7 people. And we're going to propel from those 7 people into their, you know, people. So until we get the numbers of the 21 to 30 people and start building a business under them. And so as it's forming, we'll let them know, isn't this a great way? We got in front of people. We helped you, you know, see how to do things. You watched the presentation over and over, but the presentation changed based on the 5 pillars or the interests of the person in front of us. So they still get the big picture of the company and the plan, but when the C mentions what their biggest interest is, the C's and A will anchor down their interest and teach the person, get the information for them. So, Mac, I'll let
right.
you jump in.
Yeah, where Pat was saying, it doesn't necessarily have to result in 21 people frontline, 21 people wide, because if you just go to the 21 Club application, there's 3 sections. First is the A, and the B is in Section 1. The Section 2 says the 3 new frontline seniors that were developed during the 21 Club. That does not mean they have to be, they could be a consultant prior to the 21 Club starting, but they were developed into a senior during the 21 Club. And Section 3 says new registered customers and additional new downline.
New downline consultants.
So it could be some downline under a new consultant that you signed up.
Right.
So it's not just wide. You got to look at building the depth and the width.
So let me answer a question that some of you are going, okay, so if I were a silver and I had a pre-existing silver under me that wants to do a 21 club, they've got to bring new people on, but the new people can bring new people and new sign-ups can happen under there. So anyway, as you do it, you'll learn it, but the whole idea is to create that. If you look at the NECID plan where, you know, bring on 3 quality rollers who then bring on 3 more quality rollers, that's 9 quality rollers, and then that continues down. Well, in the real world, if you could just look at that, you'd get your 3 quality rollers, but you're going to get a bunch of customers. And then the next level, you might not get your 9 quality rollers, you might get, you know, 2 quality rollers, but you're asking those 2 quality rollers who they know, and you're building this, and all of a sudden you're popping seniors and volume, and you've got this huge new personal group. What you have to end the 30 days with, there's a time frame involved in a 21 club, is you have to end with three new seniors front level. So like Max said, you could have had a pre-existing direct on your team for some time, but during the 21 club they got alive and got excited and they advanced to senior, so they count. And so you can have somebody that advances to senior front level. You could even have a second level that if you had a customer or a person that came aboard or somewhere and they brought somebody to you and that person went senior and rolled up, they would all will count as long as they ended the month as a front level senior. The other thing is you have to end with 6,000 in volume, and you have to have the 21 people that you've done the presentations to. So that's the part I'm stressing. I do this talk across the country all the time, and people go, well, I thought it always had to be 21 people with. And it's like, well, I'd love to have 21 to 30 with on every new person we launch. But in reality, if like just last night, we launched somebody in a 21 club, and they had brought a person that looked at it, and we couldn't get that person to come back. But that person referred a friend who referred a friend. So the friends came over last night. So we had three levels of depth already on one person. So that's all part of the 21 club. So I just wanted to make sure that you were all aware of that. So when you do a successful 21 club, the nice thing is you earn about $275 in commissions from that. And then you get a $250 cash bonus from when you actually complete it, submit it, and it's approved. And then also any retail profits that come out of it. So why do I think this is important? Well, if you look at the Nikan plan, and we've got to get better at showing people that this business is about building something long-term and the delayed gratification of building a network and how big that can be. But in the meantime, you're transitioning a whole lot of people from a time-for-money model. And you're working them into, a delayed gratification, but into a residual model. So when people are used to doing an action and getting paid, it's wonderful to come alongside in a training ground, take them through 21 presentations where they learn how to contact, how to service a person, how to do a presentation, and how to follow up. And at the same time, at the end of it, when they complete it, in a week or two, they get a cash check for the action they did. So it's a time-for-money model bonus that fills in the gap of the finances while you're building the network that builds out and can be a bit slower. Do you want to say anything more about that, Mike? The other benefit for doing a 21 club is if once they do it, they start having fun. They start realizing it's not scary. And so our goal is when at all possible, is to do two back-to-back, and preferably in the first month. And so since we started our Kaizen team in January, Mac asked me this morning how many people are doing 21 clubs, and I was saying as many of them as they can. And what we're seeing is once they're doing it, they're realizing this is fun, let's do it again. And so I think we've broken, six silvers? Using this model, because 221 clubs back-to-back is silver. Actually, it's even over silver because you've got, probably six quality rollers by that time. And so it's a great duplicatable fashion. But what's happening then is the next person, the B, now moves into the A, and then they're taking it down to the next level. And even if somebody doesn't do it well first, they're doing it. They're getting more comfortable with it. Max, do you want to add anything?
No, it definitely results in the things that you're looking to get done, and the income certainly comes right along with that. Prime example is Pam and Charles Foster, who are actually being recognized this morning down in Bastrop, Texas, where Ben Woodward is there with a group of people. They're doing a Super Saturday, but they started back last year with the 21 Club. They've done several themselves frontline. They've taught their people how to do them downline, and that result of that first 21 Club back then has propelled them to platinum, and the team is very strong with that. The incomes that come with that, the bonuses that come with that are very significant. When Pam and Charles saw what the possibility is with it, they looked at it and said, well, if we do 321 clubs or more and we create silvers within a 90-day period, we've also got a Paragon done, and the 21 club can lead to the Paragon, which adds another $1,000 bonus. So there's a lot of money to be had here, but as you're running for the money, you're creating a network that gets very solid.
Right. So again, if you were to close your eyes and vision the company Nikan, and you were to vision the company of Nikan having all these lovely, beautiful products that literally, if you embraced it, would change your life, that's the big vision of Nikan. But what happens is we need to break it down into bite-sized pieces so So look at a quality enroller or a new person that comes on and says, I want to do this, and okay, I'll embrace being a quality enroller as a Lego. And this is, I'm going to keep saying this over and over. I'm calling it a Lego because when you get Legos and click them together, you can build wonderful things. So we've got to know what the Lego is. So the person comes in and they do their investment and get going. The difference between maybe what you did 3 months ago and what you're doing now, the difference is with a 21 Club is you're doing the same actions, but before, and what a 21 Club is before you just gave somebody a whole bunch of Legos. Here, get whatever you want and go tell people what to do, and they'll do it. That's what I hear people saying. It's like, okay, but then they take the Legos and they don't know what to build. Some build like a flat, you know, floor and it never goes anywhere. Some build a one-legged wall. And so what we're doing is saying, no, let's show how to expand this company, how to expand this out, and let's do this 21 Club. So you're the first Lego, and in this 21, we're going to find three Legos that will come on like you or more and click together, and they're going to continue to do this. And so during this time, they're so excited when they get the customer. People are celebrating their customers and loving their customers and helping them be customers. But at the same time, the quality enrollers are then duplicating that out. So what happened was, since January, we had brand new people that weren't even silver yet join our Kaizen team. And I was thinking, wow, you know, the people that came on as silver and above, you know, they're already in a path, and they just need to strengthen that path. And these other people had to do even more because they had to get themselves silver. But we all started out the same. We started out with the focus of finding people that were interested. The ones that weren't interested in the business, we loved them more and put them around and became products. And then we launched everybody in 21 clubs. And so what happens, we had seniors coming in that joined the Kaizen, got so excited. Instead of having somebody say no to them, I don't want to do the business, and they recoiled back. They're like, oh, yay, I've got the first part done, and I've got customers, and they're so excited, and they're celebrating. And then they started to find their quality enrollers in the 21 Club, and then they started to launch them in 21 Clubs. And so this is the formation of the team of success that we're seeing. And in the past, what would you say, Mac? We had a ratio of about maybe 70 21 clubs that didn't make the Nikon recognized. In other words, they might have gotten the 6,000 or more volume, but they might have gotten one senior or two seniors, and so they didn't really get the $250 bonus to complete it out. Or they had somebody that saw a lot of people, and about due to whatever situation, maybe it just didn't close in time to be recognized. And so we're seeing a higher level today of success in the 21 Club completing because the model's more doable, the model's more seeable in what we're doing and teaching our people. But at the same time, we're a big proponent at carrying on a 21 Club. So in other words, this is one of the things people miss. You get into a launch with a person and you're doing a 21 Club with them, and it might be the first contact. The person's busy, they're working a job, and they're bringing you people, and you're doing presentations and everything, but at the end, because of time distance between, you couldn't get it done. And we said, great, but you had a great training ground. We've got a lot in the process. So we turned right around and do a second 21 Club. The second 21 Club, you bring on new people, but you go back and revisit the ones that are already in the process. And now you're taking these people through a greater information process because you've sorted out people in the first 21 Club that weren't interested, and they're now out of it. And then you've sorted in the ones that said, well, I'm not ready, but I'd love more information. So you move those more qualified people into the second 21 Club. And now they go through a bigger information process. They get their three-ways. They maybe get to a meeting. You've definitely done better follow-up with them. And now the second 21 Clubs are always successful, aren't
that's
they, Matt?
Good. When you revisit the ones that had not had time to make a decision before and they go into the new 21 Club, they are prepared now to bring some of their friends into the 21 Club. So your entire organization just starts to explode.
Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is like, you know, like Max said with Pam and Charles, they were looking to balance six legs to go platinum, so from going from gold to platinum. And so by using the quality enroller plan, by using the Kaizen awareness of what you need to build out. And by getting each leg, getting every leg leader into 21 clubs, that whole group grew this massive volume that would qualify for platinum. And so when they ended up hitting the 6 silvers that they needed, they were well through platinum volume because everybody's doing 21 clubs. And the nice thing is what I'm now starting to hear, which is music to my ears, I'm starting to hear people say, well, I can do multiple 21 clubs as an A because what you're doing is orchestrating these 21 clubs. And they could be, the A gets bonus now as well. And so, like, Mac and I, we do 21 clubs just because it's a great launching ground and a training ground and it's a better success. But when, you know, this month all of a sudden a check showed up for $500 to us, believe me, I was pretty excited to have an extra $500 that I could show our team and said, hey, you know, we just duplicated doing the 21 club and look at this extra bonus we got. And so a lot of people are starting to move into the A as they're launching their team, because if they're running 3 new quality rollers in a 21 club, there's another $750 bonus check that they're going to receive. So very, very powerful. And the key is to keep it simple. We don't have enough time.
I know that a lot of people watch Eric Worre's little clips on a daily basis that come out there, and he just did one with John McKay. I believe that's what the individual's name, who's made millions of dollars in networking and business, being an entrepreneur. And he says it's 3 steps to it. He says, create your plan, but make it a focused plan. Lead by example and keep it simple. That's all we're doing here in the 21 Club, is to get people focused on something, to get some people together, then lead it by example. The A is the example, but keep it simple. Keep it as simple as possible. So those are key successes. I know, Dave, you are always on keeping it focused, lead by example, and keep it very simple. And that's all we're doing in the 21 Club. We just love it.
And I want to make one other point here that I think is critical. For those of you that have been here for a while and you want to step into the B role with an A because you feel like you need to modernize or learn how to do this better, that's great. But what I'm tending to do and Mac's tending to do, if we have somebody on our team that's been here for a while and they want to re-step into the B role themselves and get launched, that's great. But we're going to run them a little different than a real brand new person. And what I mean by that is when we either go on the appointment or on a Skype appointment or on a FaceTime appointment or whatever, what we're going to do with them ahead of time is they're going to show the plan to us. They're going to tell us why they thought of that person. They're going to be ready to show the plan, because one of the reasons they may be stuck is they might be one of two areas. They just haven't seen enough people. And if that's it, we'll go see the people with them in regards to electronically or however that is to get their momentum so they see how much fun it is once you get into momentum. But if it's just because they want to keep leaning on someone else to do their work for them and they haven't grown up yet to the point that actually showing the plan, if it's based on the person's interest with the 5 pillars, is really easy. But the reason they haven't gotten there is because they haven't done it. So what we'll do is we'll come along in a 21 club with them. We'll do the first one to show them it. We'll practice it with them. But then when they're in front of the person, we're going to have them show the plan. And we then become the A validator that takes it to a higher level. And then the next one, they show it again, and we are the A that validates and takes a higher level. So we end up with the same closure in the training ground, and we can find out from them where their follow-up failed, that maybe they didn't have a follow-up plan in place, and now they might take a few days and develop a follow-up plan that they never developed before. Or we may find that they were telling old stories instead of modernizing what they said. Or we just found out that maybe they were doing the presentations based on their interests instead of the C's interest, and so we teach them how to focus on the C and how to do the plan based on the C. So I call a seasoned 21 club with a more experienced person a training ground of evolution. And so we're having the same successes with that. I've heard other leaders do this too, and they've made comments that the first time a person steps up and haven't been doing the numbers and haven't been showing the plan, it feels awkward. The second time, it feels awkward. The third time, it feels good. The fourth time, it feels fun. And the fifth time, it's like, wow, this is easy. Why haven't I been doing this all this time? So that's the other thing we're finding with 21 clubs is if we can get people in momentum, within a few weeks, they're finding how much fun this is, how simple it is, how easy it is, and we're helping them tweak where the gaps are that they have to fill in to improve their success. So I think we'll put it back.
We've got 30 days to do the 21 or more presentations. It's a lot better if you do it in the first week so you got more time to follow up in the next 3 weeks, because follow-up's the key to success. And then you got an additional 10 days to get the paperwork into Pat Elkins for the evaluation, the approval, and the payout of the $250. So it's a long period of time, and you look at it and says, well, that's not enough. Well, start it early, get into motion early, get it done early, follow up, get it in so you can start another one. You could finish one in 14 days and start another one. So you could perhaps have two 21 clubs going at the same time.
You could have. It depends. If you're running two brand new people, like if you sponsor two coin rollers and you launch both of them in your home and you do a mass presentation to all of them, and then you go and you anchor down and go do individual appointments with all of them, you could be running two simultaneous coin rollers or 21 clubs with brand new people easily. If you're running them at distance, you know, you're just filling them in the slots, and so you can be running multiple ones at the same time. But let me, I had a few tips I wanted to give you, and now they just went out of my head here. Big tip, because I just had one of my people in the 21 Club say this to me the other day. The A, make sure every single person you connect with as a C, you connect with. So in other words, the B is bringing you people. And when you connect with them, either electronically or in your home or in a one-on-one, you make sure you acquire their phone number and their email, if you can, whatever media that you can, their cell phone so you can text follow-up, because this can be what happens. A bee gets emotion, and all of a sudden their family blows them out of the water. You just did seven presentations to them, and the bee won't give you their data. And now you're stuck. But if you as the A always get the data and make that relationship, when the bee gets cold feet, you immediately get in beneath them and start filling out that success with those people, and then you go back to the bee and go, oh my gosh, I've been in touch with so-and-so, and they're having a great time, and they love it, and they're getting stuff and everything. They're like, really? And now the bee's belief comes back. So Mac just handed me, there's a Business 21 Club presentation list where you actually write down the name of the people, the emails, the phone numbers, and things like that. And another good tip, and this is sort of antiquated, but old school, but I saw it last night when we had the person here, as we're all scrambling for a pen to get her contact data, because if you're in front of somebody, do things like, oh, well, let me text you this link, or why don't you send me, you know, text me so I've got your phone number. So you're actually capturing their data live in the smartphones and things like that. But there's great for old school, too, is carry a blank business card in your wallet, and when you sit, and all of a sudden they say, well, okay, yeah, I'll give you my data, and if you don't have your phone or whatever, hand them the business card and have them write it down there, and so you actually now have a way to capture their data.
Right, and when you get that data, make sure you can read their handwriting, so validate what they wrote down, so you're not trying to figure out what it was later on. But this is the most fun that you can have. 21 clubs, building a team, it's exciting, and it's exciting to see the successes.
Well, and you know what's interesting? I got a call from, I got a call from people on our Kaizen team yesterday. And remember, we're duplicating this into the team. So what's happening is it's become the culture. The culture is to have success and celebrate all the successes. So the culture is to celebrate your new customer and celebrate when you get your audit, and celebrate when you get your 500, and celebrate when you actually get your 500 in the first part of the month, because then the rest of the month is going to build even bigger with belief. Celebrate when you're doing your 21 clubs and appointments. And so all this celebration going on. And so what happened was people are out there duplicating. Of course, you know, they're nervous, but they're excited because they know they're going to get celebrated on everything. And all of a sudden the leaders all kind of pulled out because they all had to go to events. And what happened was they were thinking, well, maybe this will slow down. And what happened is, I'll call it, all the new people that are doing this all banded together, and they're sharing the successes, and they're stepping in and supporting each other. So it's like creating this big family of people that are supporting each other and coming up with ideas. And it's fun because I'll sit there and listen to them sharing their success, and then the next time I get together with somebody, they go, oh yeah, I already contacted so-and-so on the call, and we've already been changing, sharing with each other our follow-up tips and stuff. So this is the kind of culture you're creating when you create this kind of energy.
And I don't see anybody that breaks silver that has a 12,000 in volume, whether it's in 1 month or spread over several months, I don't see how you could get there without having a 21 club being done. So,
well, what you don't want to do in this business is not give a duplicate training ground. And so what happens is if we go back and look, even though Mac and I have always done 21 clubs, they're even more focused now because we have the words that are, the language across Meekin is all the same now. And so it's much easier to get people as they're in motion learning it. But the key is you look at multiple pieces, because we had a gentleman that has been in Meekin 7 years and said, well, I want to start fresh in January and do it the right way. And I said, great, 21 club. You go silver again, even though you're already there. And beyond that, you know, you're going to go silver yourself again. And so he went out and did the 21 club, and so then we were showing him how to choose the quality roller that he launched in the 21 club. That the next level, you've got to go right into that. But at the same time, we said, you know, you committed to going silver again yourself, so you've got to go into a second 21 club. So he actually went into two back-to-back 21 clubs to get his own momentum, at the same time as picking the first person out of that showed up as a quality roller that said, I'll duplicate the plan. So second level, that was launched, and so that was going toward the 21 club. So within the end of 2 months, the first month, our person that was already on the team did go silver again himself, ended up bringing on six people, but probably what I call a true quality roller that would duplicate the plan. That person went down and then duplicated that and went second level and did it again and went silver. And then we identified the next quality roller, third level, and that person is in the process now and moving towards silver. And just to let you know aware, these are all happening in different states. So if you're thinking that it's our energy and we're going to these states, this third person hasn't even met anybody on the team. It's all been by electronic media. It's supporting that person, helping them know what to do, and being 100% present with the plan. And so now, to me, it's not a done deal until we take it down three more levels. Because at three more levels, you're going to create this swell of a successful business. So when life does get in the way of people above, and they go into what I call maintenance instead of momentum, they're going into maintenance with success that's growing underneath them. So they'll come back out and go into momentum again. So I think that's enough data for you, Dave. Do you have any questions? We covered a lot.
Oh, wow, this is wonderful stuff. I was just kind of thinking that three seems to just be a magic number in Meekin. If you want to be a royal diamond, pretty much if you've got three really, really good people, that's a royal diamond. And the difference between somebody brand new and a royal diamond is three really good people and then time and effort. And I just love what you're sharing. I think one of the big things on the three is, of course, to become silver. You need three good people, three seniors. And to have a successful 21 club, you need three good people, three seniors. And then just your idea, rather than just hoping by seeing a lot of people that three people are going to come out of the woodwork, is by looking at the Lego idea. And if you find somebody that will give you names, I think that's the big thing, is find somebody that matches your personality, that's hungry, and that will give you names, and then help them and actually have those names as part of your 21 club. And so rather than hoping you get a senior, is put the energy that's directed into creating that senior. And I think that not only is the smart thing to do, but it's the strongest long-term thing, because they get a vested interest. And so I think that's I guess one other thing is it's everything about getting people, talking to people, getting names. And if you have the old school or the new school texting or writing down the name, I think it's really, really important to not just think, oh, I'll remember them, and then I'll take them home and put them on my desk or wherever you're gathering them. Make a note right there to jar your memory. What is something unique about them? What was their story? What do they do so that you'll remember? So definitely put a couple of notes on that. And then also along that line, don't let it age. Get back with these people while they're fresh names. And so I think if we get in the business and we're kind of in the habit of collecting names all the time, don't let them set too long. Get right back into it. But boy, this is fantastic stuff. Just one thought. What's your favorite thing when you're developing a new relationship with somebody? Say you meet somebody. What's your favorite description of what you do and how you would set something up to go meet with them?
Well, to go meet with them would be, if you know them, have you identified their emotional hot button? Have you identified what's important to them, and then have them meet you to look at something for their own needs? I think most of the time, newer people, or even some seasoned people, come at it from, how can this person help me? And so it's finding the emotional hot button. And it's the same with the, when you get in front of their presentation. This woman that showed up last night, none of us knew, because she was a referral from a referral. And so she was very guarded. And she brought her daughter with her, who is 10 years old, and even the daughter was guarded. I mean, it was you've got 15 minutes, I'm here for a specific purpose, and I'm out of here. And so so the first 15 minutes were just based on finding out what made her tick and where in the five pillars was of value to her, and it was the fitness side, the body pillar. And so then it was to find out what her awareness was in regards to the body pillar. It was water. And from there, it turned out that it expanded into an emotional hot button of wanting to be organic. And then next thing we knew, this 15-minute meeting went to 30 minutes, but she still kept the guard up. And then we couldn't later kick her out of the house, and she wanted to see the plan, and she looked at the whole business plan. And now she's gone home to evaluate the business plan. So the key is are you finding what they want to hear? And then are you doing fire hose? Or are you doing expansion? You know, so that it's so much fun when you watch somebody's awareness increase, and it's based on their emotional hot buttons, if you can find multiple. So
it's a lot of fun. People are worth that. And when you get good at it, and when you're really helping people with what they want rather than what you want, and what you just described, it really becomes an elegant dance. And it's really fun when you're good at it and you do lots of it.
Well, let me also say something in regards to being good at it, Dave. I think every single person on this line should do a 21 Club, even if it's they go into Momentum and see 21 people this week by themselves. And why do I say that? It's because as we've asked people on our team to do that, and they go, well, come on a 21 Club. I said, why don't you just go do 21 appointments yourself right off the bat? And then, this is what happens. All of a sudden, the part that you said earlier is get good on being better at your follow-up and not letting too much time in between. When they do that, they find out that their follow-up is antiquated. They find out that they don't know where their links are. They don't have stuff in the phone. They don't have a system in place. They never learn that if they do it slowly and do it over years. They don't realize how unprepared they are. And at the end of that, so the example yesterday with this woman saying, well, I'm really interested in this, and next thing I know, I look over and our B is there, and he goes, okay, it's in your phone. He's got all the links now. He knows exactly where they are, and before she even left the house, she had follow-up. And so then she was already pulling it up, and he goes, so, you know, what other data do you really like? And she was like, I like this kind of stuff. He was great. What's your email address? I'll send that there, because he had texted her information. But if you yourself don't know where you're at, go out and commit that you're going to go do 21 appointments this week, and you'll find out, are you awkward in your presentation? By the end of 21, you'll be good. Have you found out that you go to reach for something? I'm finding some of our new bees are better at follow-up now than me, because they came in with nothing in the computer, And they're starting right from scratch with quality links, quality YouTube videos, quality data, and they don't have to go back through all the stuff they used to have, they used to share. They're just brand new, fresh, and it's easy. So that's the mindset that many of us have to do, is dump your computer, have a total wipeout, and start over and modernize and have it all right there. And your follow-up is going to be brilliant. It's going to be easy, and the person's like, I can do that.
Well, it's a very forgiving business, and no matter where you are, you can start all over. And I think this reboot with Nikken 2.0, let's say there's somebody out there and there's still a bronze, for heaven's sake. And new people won't even know what that is, but let's say you're a bronze. And you're meeting with somebody new, or you're revisiting another person, and maybe the question comes up, well, how long you been in this? How are you doing with it? Well, you certainly don't want to say, well, I've been in it 10 years, and I'm more broke now than when I got in, and I want you to be just like me. That's not going to work, but you can basically just say, you know, I first heard of Nikken 10 years ago, but with this new 2.0 and just what's going on in the world, we're all looking for careers, and this is what I'm going to be doing for work, and that's why I want to talk to you, because I want you to be my business partner, and let's get together. And you know, it's just a chance to mentally begin again, and we're surrounded with everything that just reinforces why it really is a new beginning. And so I encourage all of us to just go out there and raise the bar. And boy, Pat Mack, you've really given us some direction. What this is just a really well-designed, carefully drawn-out roadmap. And with the right activity, doing it daily, being plugged in with a good coach, wow, all you have to do is be willing to work. So, man, let's go for it. And any last words that you'd like to share with us?
Well, one thing that Mac does, and for those of you on the line that have a team formed, he will look down into the genealogy, and he'll see all of a sudden a burst of income come in. Say, like, he'll see a $2,000 order or something, and so he'll call the sponsor of that person and said, what's going on with them? Oh, they're brand new, and they've done this, and somebody's bought this, and he goes, great, they're in the 21 Club. and they're like, what? And he goes, well, 21 Club is 6,000 volume. You're already a third of the way there. Go see the people. So all of a sudden, wasn't even on their mind is now doable, and they're out scrambling to do a 21 Club and see 20 more and more people. It's amazing what happens when a leader just gives a tweak and helps a person see what they don't see. And so
I didn't see that. That is a gold nugget. Thank you.
It's a good one. We actually broke a silver that way, because I glanced down and I saw this volume and I called the person and she says, oh, yeah, I just signed up a lady and she's more retail focused and she's invested. And I said, well, why don't we do this thing called the 21 Club and let's show her wage instead of earning 25%, let's earn a 45% markup, because if she's in retail and she can find three like-kind people, she could actually earn a higher profit on her customers. And so she goes, oh, okay. So she went and laid out the business plan for the lady, and the lady just took off. And next thing we knew, we had a new silver, successful 21 Club. And now she's seen the network model, which she wasn't engaged in. And now she's out there looking for business partners to duplicate a 21 Club so she can have a bigger network model. So just be aware and give people information, or just get in motion with them, and they'll evolve. It's a whole lot of fun.
It is fun.
If you're
you're dying to say something
people.
Too, probably. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
If you're not having fun, you're not seeing enough people and watching the light bulb go on. It's just a blast. So I always say, when people come to me and say, I'm not having fun, then we should see more people, because that's where the fun kicks in. So.
Wow.
Right?
I'm dancing all the time, Dave. We do the celebration dance when people do 21 Club, celebration dance when they get their first.
And we even do celebration dances when people have a big flop, that something happens, because you got to celebrate the fact that we all have them. Yeah, so just make this celebration on everything, and then people love being a part of it.
Yeah, and what is a flop? Because no is part of the game. And if it was easy, it really probably wouldn't be that fun if everybody just got in and ho-hum. I've just sponsored another person and they bought some product.
And you learn from the mistake. So
hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Oh, great. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then
Everyone, if you're listening to this recorded or live, it will be recorded too, and listen to it again. Amazing content, and what a roadmap. So just put your dedication and energy into Pat and Mac's ideas, and it will happen. Success will be achieved. So this really is a system that will not fail. Thanks. Have a great day, and I love you, and... Wow, sure glad you're on my team.
Well, we're going to wrap it up because in 5 minutes we've got another person coming over for a one-on-one. So,
how about that? Okay, take care. Thanks.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.